So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, hope you're well today. So, what is going on? What kind of mess do we find ourselves in this week? What is it, 19 days into the job? Crashed for pound more than any other time? I mean, like, I just don't even know what to say about this. The pound is lower than it's ever been. My costs are going up here in Spain because of the pound euro rate. Our interest rates are going up. Bank of England are talking about doing an emergency interest rate rise. Like, is that even going to happen? I mean, it's trending on Twitter right now. They said that they actually won't hesitate to increase the Bank of England rate. I mean, they just had a Bank of England rate last week, and now they're going to put it up again, and maybe 1% as an increase. Like, could you imagine that? Imagine you're a first-time buyer. You finally, after years of saving, of being a tenant, now you've got your own home. Whew! That's been a hard slog, hasn't it? What could go wrong? Oh, no. Energy prices going through the roof. Well, you know, at least our mortgage is lower than our... Oh, our mortgage has gone up. I mean, what an absolute nightmare. And obviously, some people have been fortunate enough to fix their mortgage, and obviously they're not being as affected. But some people are still going to get affected. Like, a significant proportion of the UK population right now is going to get affected by this. And look, we're going to go into some doom and gloom in this session, I'm afraid, because there's no point in just ignoring it. There's no point in pretending that this thing doesn't happen. I was talking to someone last week and going, oh, no, there is no cost of living crisis. And I'm like, just jump on Twitter. Don't take long, just 2 minutes. No, I don't trust Twitter. I don't trust what goes out on Twitter. What are you talking about? You don't trust what goes out on Twitter? What, all these individual people with a Twitter account, they're all lying, are they? I mean, don't get me wrong, some people are. Russian bots and all of that kind of thing. And I kind of get that. But not everybody who's posting on Twitter about their 89-year-old parent who's had to spend 16 hours outside on the floor because that's how long it took to get an ambulance. They built a den around this poor guy. Like, the state of the nation right now is shockingly bad. And we're going to talk about what we can do about this a little bit further down, about what people can do and how to prepare and really what you can do to change stuff around a little bit. But let's just talk about the Bank of England interest rate rise. Like, do you think it's going to happen? Do you think it's not going to happen? I'd be interested in knowing what you guys think. I personally think, I mean, if you're looking at gilt yields pull back from multi-year highs as Bank of England and Treasury seek to calm nerves, I mean, mortgage lenders are pulling... I've literally just gone to Twitter and typed BOE, right? Mortgage lenders are pulling deals because the cost of borrowing over 2 to 5 years has shot up so fast along with gilt yields. That's happening regardless of attempts by calming by the Bank of England. I can't remember seeing that before, and I've been reporting on financial markets for 27 years. This is where we're at, folks. UK 30-year yield soars 41 base points, poised for biggest jump on record. Bank of England paper losses nearing 250 billion. I mean, it is just absolutely bonkers right now. So let's talk about this. What are you going to do? And I can't be on long because I'm due on a call in the next 10 minutes or so. But what are you going to do about this? Like, are you going to sell up? You know, what's he saying? One person's trash is another person's gold. When markets are going down, people are making a lot of money right now. And we know the people who are making loads of money. Is it Cody, whatever his name is, who had, before the budget came out, 2 nights before the budget came out with Kwasi Kwarteng, had lunch. Kwasi was out with all his banking mates having lunch. I'm sure that's not insider trading. I'm sure Kwasi didn't mention anything at all about what was going to come up in his budget. And all these people just happened to be shorting the pound as if by magic. This is where we're at. We're at the most corrupt government in the UK's history. And people are just completely ignoring it and as though it doesn't matter. And it does matter. And then this has a knock-on effect, of course, because rents are going up. Like, you know, we're not putting out anything longer than a 6-month tenancy agreement. So when we rent a property out before, we'd go for 12-month tenancies, not a problem. We're not doing that now. 6 months. because rents might have doubled by then. We'll put the rents up. But, you know, interest rates are going up. We've got Section 24 to deal with. We will put rents up. Make no bones about it. And also, one of the other reasons why I have no qualms about putting rents up. And one of the reasons I've got no qualms about putting rents up, I see some of the vitriol on Twitter about landlords. Some of the awful, nasty things that people say, get a real job, renting's easy. Like, we just got access to a property where the tenant who wasn't paying have moved out. And there's literally shit on the walls and on the floor and dog piss in the carpets. That's literally what it's like. It's going to take two skips load to empty this property. This is where we're at. There's no easy way of dealing with tenants. There's none. And tenants are on some kind of silly season where they're doing all sorts of crazy things right now. And so rents are going to go up. I mean, rents are going to go up anyway, because during a pandemic, landlords couldn't evict. They couldn't get the rent. And, you know, I've got another tenant. We got an eviction notice from the court 2 months ago. We're still waiting for bailiffs. So we got a tenant trashing a place, not paying rent. We can't get them out. We have a repossession order. 2 months later, we still, maybe not quite 2 months, but close enough, 6 to 8 weeks, we still have not got access to that property again. Rents are going up. Forget about Section 24. Forget about inflation. Forget about interest rate rises. That stuff's happening already. We just come out of silly season with a pandemic, so rents are going up. Well, if rents are going up, I'll give you an example. We've got a flat, right, a studio flat that when we rented it last time, it was rented for £600. Actually, £550, we put the rent up to £600. That flat has now gone out at £750. And you know what? We got people like this coming in, wanting to rent. It's going up, folks. And this is not just because of inflation. This is not just because of Section 24. This is not just because of interest rate rises. This is because landlords are also having to make cash back from all the money that they've lost. Because nobody cares when landlords lose money. But it's got to get paid from somewhere. Someone's paying for it. And unfortunately, it's for tenants again. And Kwasi Kwarteng, I don't know how long he's been Chancellor of the Exchequer. A little bit more than a week. But him and Liz have absolutely crashed the pound. I mean, it's the biggest drop of the pound. It's just the worst in history. Like, imagine, you know, your worst week or your worst first month at a job. Like, you haven't done this. Even if you made the tea too hot or you made a massive mistake, you've not made millions of people almost bankrupt. Because that's where we're heading, folks. We are heading towards a winter of discontent. And I don't want to rattle on about all the negativity, but it's hard not to talk about the negativity when it's right there in front of your face. And I think that we should acknowledge what's going on right now. And what's going on right now is not pretty. So what are we going to do about it? And it's really easy to get caught up on TV, get caught up with the headlines, get caught up on Twitter. I check it every morning and I'm seeing what's going on because I'd like to have a finger on the pulse so I know what to do in my business, in my property business and so on. So what are you going to do to move on from all of this jibber jabber that's going on? This crazy, crazy world in which we... 2020 is just bizarre. Like, if this is not an example of us living in a simulation, like with a 12-year-old at the controls, let's give them a pandemic. Let's do that. Let's give them an absolute idiot, two idiots, in fact, in charge. Let's see how they cope with that. I mean, this is where we're at. So what are you going to do? A couple of things, I think. Number one, I think you need to knuckle down on your business. If you've not got a business, you need to get a business, you need to get a side hustle, and then you need to knuckle down on generating conversations with people and which will effectively lead you towards getting a sale. If you've not got a business right now, come and sell some of our digital marketing stuff. We do websites and social media content. You can sell that. You get 20% up front and then 10% on residual. It's quite nice. A couple of months in, you can replace your current living. You can do that. It's fairly possible, right? So, but if you've got your own side hustle, you need to really drill down onto that side hustle, and you need to be having more and more conversations with people, either face to face, like we're having now, or long form content, whatever that happens to be, recording videos, creating images, going out to networking events. You need to be at the forefront as the go-to person in your industry, so that when someone thinks, oh, I need content, ah, Dan, Dan can do content for us. I need Facebook ads. Dan can do Facebook ads. You need to be at the forefront of where people are going to go for whatever business it is that you do. And the only way that you do that is by increasing the amount of content, getting into conversations that you wouldn't normally have. Like, we literally closed a client for Facebook ads this week. What day is it? Tuesday. Friday, the deal came in. This is an £8,500 a year client, right? We closed that client on Thursday. He was asking for something about Facebook ads, who to recommend. And I said, he was looking for someone full time. And I said, well, don't use someone full time. Use us, much, much less money. And we have a whole team of graphic designers and video editors and Facebook ads teams and content coordinators and copywriters. Why would you pay for someone full time when we can do it all for a quarter of the price? It makes perfect sense. But we got into those levels of conversation. And that's exactly where you need to be as well. You need to be getting into these conversations so that people can be seeing you everywhere that they go. Why do you think we do so many lives? Why do you think we do so many replays? Why do you think we do so many podcasts and images and videos and long form content and driving traffic back to our website? We've literally quadrupled the number of website visitors going back to our website in the last 30 days. Quadrupled. That's four times the number of people that were hitting the website every single day, four times as many. And that's because we've put out so much content. Do you think we're closing more business because we're putting content out and being seen? Of course we are. It's not even a conversation, is it? Anyway, look, hope that's useful. I've got to go on my call. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a wicked day. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.